Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way, a
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Everyone, and thank you for joining me today. Today is September the 7th of 2021. I'd like to bring you another word from the Lord today and also to share my thoughts that came with this word. The title of this word today is The Return of the Lord. This is a very simple title and yet encompasses much. It brings many questions to our minds and many thoughts regarding the events that will take place prior to the Lord's return. Some believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Others believe in a post-tribulation rapture. Those who believe in a post-tribulation rapture would have many questions and many thoughts and many fears, because those times will be very difficult times. Even now, there are those who are preparing for the worst to come. Some are stockpiling food in preparation for food shortages, and others are losing their jobs because they are not conforming to the mandates being directed toward them, threatening their freedoms. We all are feeling the negative pressure around us, and we want to fight back. And yet, we feel helpless. As I sought to hear from the Lord this morning, I wanted detail. How am I to prepare for the times ahead? I'm sure there are others who are doing the same. They are seeking the Lord for answers in this day of how to live in these times, and are struggling with fear and apprehension. I did not receive these details from the Lord today. Instead, the Lord brought to my attention the victory of His return and highlighted the outpouring of His Spirit in these last days. And so before I deliver the word, I want to share some scriptures with you regarding the work the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts and lives today, so that we understand we are not alone. The Lord has given us a very true helper who will help us navigate the times we are living in. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This scripture speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit to soften a hardened heart, that our hearts would be pliable to obeying the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3 to 6. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. This scripture highlights the attribute of the Holy Spirit to give giftings to the body of Christ and abilities to serve the Lord. Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This scripture highlights the anointing given by the Holy Spirit to do the work of Christ, to preach the gospel, and to bring healing to those in need. Isaiah 11:2, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Here we see the Holy Spirit gives wisdom and understanding, as well as counsel and knowledge. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This scripture speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is growing in the lives of believers. There are many more attributes of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be God's witnesses. He teaches us all things and brings to our remembrance all that we've learned about the Lord. He guides us into all truth. He declares to us things that are to come. He comprehends the thoughts of God and searches the heart and knows a person's thoughts. He intercedes for us according to the will of God. He seals us as belonging to God, and he gives us revelation. These are the works of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing in hearts and lives during this time. And the Lord promised an outpouring of his Holy Spirit in these last days, as we read in Joel 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And not only did the Lord promise that he would pour out his Spirit in great measure in these last days to help us navigate through them, but he also promised to pour out his glory. Habakkuk 2, verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So this is the atmosphere in which we will be experiencing the last days. We have the help of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the glory of God upon us. And there's more good news. When the Lord comes, he will defeat the enemy with an overwhelming victory suddenly. Revelation 17, verse 14. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Revelation 19, verse 19 and 20. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. From these scriptures, we see that when Jesus returns, the battle will be won, and it won't be a long, drawn-out battle. The Lord will come and annihilate the enemy. The Lord has made the preparations. He has us covered. I'll begin reading the word. I have set my times and seasons. I have prepared the day of salvation for the masses. I have heralded my coming through the voice of my prophets, says the Lord. I have arranged for the movings of my spirit in the earth. So understand that the time of my return is at hand, that the stage is set for my entry as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many mock and scoff the Lord's return. Many continue in unbelief. But they shall be without excuse on the day in which I reveal myself in all my glory. I have left a remnant in the earth who will be my witnesses. They shall carry the gospel message to the ends of the earth. Everyone will have the opportunity to hear and be saved from the waters that are rising. For it will be like in the days of Noah, when the waters covered the earth, and only those who believed were saved. This deluge, however, is the flood of my spirit that will be released. It will wash up every ungodly thing and bring holiness into the earth, says the Lord. If you think the time of my coming is in the distant future, you have not understood the message of hope is for an appointed time, that at the specified time I shall appear to all men. I have warned you of this day. I have sent my witnesses about, proclaiming the coming of the King to his temple. I have been preparing my bride for my return. I have purged her of ungodliness and brought her into holiness. I have wooed her to my side. She will be able to stand when the flood waters are released, when my glory is released into the earth. And she shall trumpet in my glory, for I have announced to her my coming and given her voice in the earth, says the Lord. The armies of the world shall gather against my elect, but with one swift swing of my sword I shall subdue the enemy. You will see the changing of the season, the ripening of the fruit, and the day of the harvest of the earth, for the time has come. No, the Lord did not give me details of how I can prepare for the coming times. Is he avoiding my concerns, or has he got them covered? One thing is for sure, we are not alone in this. The Lord is pouring out his Holy Spirit, our helper, and he's guiding us through. Jesus is at the helm of the ship, and I'm sure he will direct us moment by moment, giving us clear vision of what is ahead. and how we can walk in victory through it all. Thank you for listening today. I hope this word will encourage you as it did me. Maybe in the future, the Lord will give me more detail of how to live day by day through the trying times. But even so, I have the Holy Spirit. In the midst of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the Lord's glory upon the earth, I can be confident to come through victoriously. Be blessed on this day. Until next time, bye for now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sounds clear. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Audio sister Lisa. Hallelujah. God bless my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Everyone who's in the Lord's hour. Sister Consuelo, welcome. Sister Luna, Will Estrada, may God bless you. And welcome to the Lord's hour and everyone who's listening on the phones, in the computer. May God bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down in the mighty name of Jesus. I break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, the charge of operation, every listener, every one of us, our family, my family, Lord, protect us all. Cover us, Jesus. Cover us, Jesus, with your mighty blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the protection of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 I give you praise and honor and glory to you, Jesus. Because this is, Lord, this is for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me words. Father God, anoint me. Father God, in Jesus' name, put words in my mouth. Use me for your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. It's at the door. Hallelujah. Can you hear me now, brothers and sisters? More volume. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it better? Try other headphones here. Let me see. Look at these headphones. You can hear me better. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Praise your name, Jesus. Okay, let me see. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, Sister Denise is letting me know I sound clear. Praise you, Jesus. But let me try. Let me see if I can use other type of headphones. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise your name, Jesus. Can you hear me better? Can you hear me better, brothers and sisters? I got some other headphones. Hallelujah. Okay, good, good. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is at the door. Jesus, hallelujah. The return of our Lord, my brothers and sisters, is imminent. Hallelujah. My daughter had a dream. Praise your name, Jesus. She had a dream that I was just saying in the living room to all of my kids. I was saying to all of my kids, Sam, Olivia, and Isaac, you know, the Lord is at the door. The Lord, hallelujah, is at the door. He's about to come. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, things that are happening, things that are moving rapidly. The beast system is already in control with this corona, with the COVID 19. You know, the vaccine. Oh my goodness, it's getting more difficult now. There are some nurses that, you know, that they won't be able, I believe, to continue unless if they put you know what I mean. I don't want to say that too much because I don't want them to censor me. So that, we got that. And then, my goodness, so much going on. Things happening, moving everywhere. Look at the weather right now is changing. My brothers and sisters, what is happening in the Middle Eastern with the Afghanistan people, you know, and what is moving right now with, you know, Russia and China. My brothers and sisters, we got to get right with God. We got to raid our, we have to get our house in order. Our house in order, you know. Yesterday, I came here to my computer, okay, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get ready for the Lord's hour, and I'm typing in, I usually go biblical verses about this, type in biblical verses about that and this and this and that, and then I'm saying, Lord, please, what would you like me to tell your people tomorrow? And my brothers and sisters, this did type by itself. I tied biblical verses about fear and anxiety. And the first thing that it showed up, it was like the finger. It looked like if the finger of God was typing it in. It was going a little bit fast. It was going, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Boom. Isaiah 41:10. I'm like, whoa. And it was typing it by itself. And I'm thinking, maybe, what if it's a computer error? And I did type another. I put another verse, you know, God answering prayers. And then, boom, again. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And it was typing it by itself. And if we know that he hears us and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. And I'm like, praise God. At this moment, I'm thinking, no, this is not a computer error. This is not something that just happened just like that. This is God, hallelujah, speaking. It's speaking to me, hallelujah, to tell his people not to worry, my brothers and sisters, because right now, here's another one. This one, it typed by itself also. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with a thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which transpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. At this point, I was already crying. I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. And I decided to type out the biblical verses, and it was not happening. Okay, nothing like that. It was not writing it by itself, except for these three verses that I just read to you. Praise God. because God is putting my spirit and he was letting me know that his people are worried. His people got fear. My brothers and sisters, so far at this moment, praise God that we haven't got the coronavirus. Praise the living God. And you know why? It's because God is protecting us. And we have to trust. We have to trust Jesus. We got to trust our God. Hallelujah. Don't put that thing on. Don't put that thing on. Trust in the Lord. Look, at so far, we have gone this far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But some, yes, some already have had the coronavirus, but they got through it. You know, Jesus did heal them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's something, yes, everyone is feeling, yes, yes, brother. Something about to come to the surface. Yes, we all feel it. We all feel it. Praise God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will put words in my mouth and use me for your glory. This is about Jesus. Hallelujah. This is about you saving, hallelujah, the souls, Lord Jesus, that are lost. Hallelujah. I'm just serving my Lord. Use me. I'm a vessel, Lord. Here I am, Jesus. And just use me, Lord Jesus, for your glory. You are the one who's saving the soul. You're the one who's bringing the people to you. You're the one, Lord Jesus, that are delivering people, hallelujah, all over the place. From north, south, east, hallelujah. West, east, hallelujah. South, everywhere. Jesus is bringing his people to, hallelujah, to the earth. Because that door is about to shut, hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, the beast system is already in control. Can't you see that they're already putting the thing on your forehead to test your temperature and also on your rest? It's just getting ready for, everything is getting ready. Everything is set up. The Antichrist spirit is already on earth. We need to go home. We got to go, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is cleansing. We got to get cleansed. We need to get cleansed with his holy blood. Hallelujah. God is getting his people ready. He's getting his people ready, hallelujah, to take him home. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. And when the righteous cry for help, my brothers and sisters, and you are the righteous, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles, is the word of God. He hears us, and he delivers us. That's another thing that Jesus was putting in my heart, that he wants to deliver his people from fear, from anxiety, from all this depression and sadness, that all this, because of this pandemic and the economy going down and things that are happening all over the earth. My brothers and sisters, trust in God, hallelujah. He will deliver you from all of your troubles. Some people, you know, are scared because they don't have, you know, enough money or they have lost their jobs. Hallelujah. But don't worry, God will provide. God have always provided. He has been providing for me. Hallelujah. But I know that it's a human thing, a human nature that we just, you know, we get worried or we get sad, and it's not okay when we dwell on it. It's not okay when we continue to feel that way. Okay? It's okay if it happens a little bit because we're living in this flesh, and this flesh is weak. But hallelujah, with the strength of the Lord, hallelujah, he will help us. He will uplift us. Hallelujah. The Lord will deliver you and your troubles. And he will deliver you from distress. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That you will be delivered. That you will be delivered from distress. That you will be delivered from fear in the mighty name of Jesus. And call upon me, says the word of God in Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. This is the day of trouble. This is the day of trouble with all this, with everything that's going on right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, but that's okay. God, hallelujah, will help us. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. And you shall glorify me, says the hallelujah, the word of God. He said, the Lord is my rock, and my strength, and my deliverer. My deliverer, hallelujah. because he delivers us. He takes the anxiety away from us, the fear, the worriness, because we won't be able to make, you know, to pay the bills or won't be able to have a house. Why we worry so much? Look at the birds, like the word God says. Can I feed? Look, I'm feeding them. And you are more value. Hallelujah. Because he cares, and he cares for us, so we don't have to worry. If we lose our job, God is going to open another door. Hallelujah. It's all about trusting. Hallelujah, Jesus. I saw the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all of my fears. That's the word of God in Psalms 34:4. Hallelujah. And this is the time to flee from sexual immorality. This is the time to flee from everything and get right with God. Every other sin a person commits is tied to the body, says the word of God. But the sexually immoral person, hallelujah, sins against his own body. We gotta keep this temple, hallelujah, holy. We have to keep it for God, hallelujah. So when the time comes, praise your name, Jesus. We will be cleansed. We will be righteousness, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we should be happy. We should be happy and rejoice because God is coming for his people. Hallelujah. And God is working with every one of us. He's working with every single one of us. Hallelujah. He's trusting us, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He's changing us. He's getting rid of all that does not, you know, please God. He's getting all of that away from us and changing us and giving us what we need right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is good. And Jesus, hallelujah, is getting his bride ready. He's getting the bride, hallelujah, ready. It says something for Chronicles 20:17. You will not need to fight in this battle. And stand firm, says the word God. Hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. And see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Because you are his people. Hallelujah. So do not be afraid and do not be dismayed like the word God tells us. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is on our side. The Lord is protecting us. He's protecting us, my brothers and sisters. I am not afraid at all, not even 1% to go outside and go to the grocery without, you know, you don't need to be, you know, vaccinated. You, hallelujah, you don't trust the government. You trust God. Trust Jesus, hallelujah, because the Lord has you under his wings, hallelujah, and holds you. He holds you with his hand. And he's protecting you. He's an angel to guard you. Hallelujah. If my people who are called by my name and humble themselves to the word of God and pray and seek my face and turn their wicked ways, that's what we are all doing. We're turning away, my brothers and sisters, from this fallen world. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing with his, hallelujah, with his people. He's healing his land. Hallelujah. He's working with his bride. Hallelujah. Getting the bride ready for his return. Hallelujah. And the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials. He has rescued us from the trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. The Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. And he's justice. And he will establish us and guard us against the evil one. This world is getting ready for the new world order, my brothers and sisters. There are already signs. I think there's already a sign in Mexico. I was watching where it says the new world order It's starting, I believe, I think it's September something, September 24th. And they're already signs. Everything is going crazy now. It's happening right before our eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus set the door and tribulation is that door. My brothers and sisters, we need, hallelujah, we got to get right with God. And we need, hallelujah, to repent and stand repentance. But the Lord is faithful, hallelujah. He will establish you, says the word of God. Hallelujah, and guard you against the evil one. And he will cleanse you. And he will purify. Some of us have gone through fire. Some of us, hallelujah, have got, he have refined us like gold. Hallelujah, have changed us. Praise the living God. Because that's what the Lord wants. Hallelujah. He's cleansing, hallelujah, his church. He's getting that church ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because he's merciful. And nothing can go unclean. Nothing unclean goes to heaven. Hallelujah. 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 And this is when it comes to all the scriptures breathed out by God and portable is the word of God, teaching for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Hallelujah! Jesus! Hallelujah! He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transfer us to the kingdom of his beloved son. That's exactly what Jesus is doing. He's delivering us. He's delivering us from all this domain of darkness and this world, fallen world. And he's cleansing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Earthquake in Mexico 7.0. Yes, thank you, Sister Luna. Last year, it's every year, but every year gets worse though. Last year happened, it happened so many catastrophes, like earthquake. You know, two years the same thing. I think that this thing has been going on since 2017 or 16. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. My brothers and sisters, yes, but we got to be happy because that means that Jesus is coming. My brothers and sisters, it's so close. It's so close what is happening. What is happening right now with Jesus is coming, it's so close. You know, they're saying, yeah, that is not mandatory. You're right. That's it. You know, under the table, what they're doing is they're putting pressure on people. People cannot go to work because if they don't have that, they can't go to work. It is happening in many places. They're putting pressure on people. You cannot fly if you don't have that. And you know what I mean? That tells us, hallelujah, hallelujah. That tells us, praise the living God, that Jesus, hallelujah, is coming back. And it's at the door. My brothers and sisters, you won't be able to fly. You won't be able to go to the supermarket. I was watching a video in France. A lady, they drug her out from their feet. They push her out because she didn't have that. And then there's other videos. It's going to get to the point you won't be able to buy food. You see, it comes to that. You won't be able to buy or sell. People won't be able to go for entertainments or the movie theaters or, you know, they won't if you don't have that. You won't be able to, you know, they won't hire you because they got so many people in life that they already have that. So why would they hire you if you're not being, you know what I mean? And now we cannot even say it. That tells us a lot. We cannot even say it because it's dangerous. My brother, this is close. The return of the Lord is close. It's imminent. The beast system is already in control. The spirit of the Antichrist is already on earth. Hallelujah. But the church, hallelujah, is still here. We are still here. Hallelujah. And the church is still here, and the Holy Spirit is still here with us. And my brothers and sisters, when you fly home, then the people that are going to be left behind are going to be able to see who the beast is going to be, who the Antichrist is going to be. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Praise the name Jesus. For me, because my job is mandating that all of the employees have to get the job. Yeah. By October 1st. Yeah. That's what I found out too. By October 1st of this year. And if no one has that by that day, yeah, October 1st, I believe that they will start firing people. And they need to have it by, next year. I pray that all of you who's listening in the Lord's hour and having got that will stay strong, hallelujah, and firm for Jesus and faithful for the Lord until the end. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for all of us, hallelujah, strong, faithful, hallelujah, and to stay firm with Jesus, waiting for his appearance, waiting for his return, waiting, hallelujah, faithfully waiting for Jesus. And meanwhile, the Lord will provide, and the Lord, hallelujah, will give to his people through the difficult time. He will be with us, hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if a lot of people already have got that, it's going to be easy for them to hire them. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult for us, but that's okay. We've got a Lord on our side, and he knows what we're going to be having. He knows what kind of job he's going to give us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He knows how is he going to provide us, because he knows that. And he's going to take care of his people. He's going, hallelujah, to provide for his people and take care of them, because the Lord loves us. We love him, and he loves us. And the Lord is good. Hallelujah. For freedom Christ, hallelujah, has set us free. So we need to stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. We could not submit to the yoke of slavery, to the government. Hallelujah. You submit to Jesus. Hallelujah. We submit to the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. And we trust the Lord only. And we are going to obey Jesus only. And we're going to stay faithful to Jesus, hallelujah, until the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. The word God tells us, James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. We have to submit to God only. And resist the devil. We have to resist. We got to resist the devil with his nonsense, with that. But you know what I mean? We got to resist it, and he will flee from us, because the Lord will deliver us. Hallelujah. And we have to every day confess our sins and pray one another and encourage one another. And we pray for healing. We pray, hallelujah, for protection. Hallelujah. We pray that Jesus will guide us. We pray, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, will do, hallelujah. What is impossible for us is possible for Jesus. Everything is possible for God. Everything. We pray that he will give us, that he will empower our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Run to Jesus before it's too late. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus before that door closes. Run to the Lord. The Lord has been, hallelujah, has been saving through all these years a lot of people. And he's continuing to save, hallelujah, souls because he loves us, because he cares, because he wants to take us, hallelujah, to heaven, because he's merciful. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. I praise you, Yeshua. If you abide in me, says the Word of God, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My brothers and sisters, that was so beautiful. That's what happened yesterday. Hallelujah. Yes, it is getting, it is getting annoying. It is very annoying, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I'm listening to, I'm reading, excuse me, the chat room. My brothers and sisters, and that's it good. It's just, my brothers and sisters, that's not going to get any better. But God is with us. And we pray that God will give us his strength. We pray to God that he will open the doors. We pray to God, hallelujah, that he is in our sight, that he is with us, and we ask for repentance. And we pray to God to protect us. We pray to God, hallelujah, that he will provide. And he will do it, my brothers and sisters, because he loves us and he cares. Amen. And he is with us. He is with us. But it is, yes, it is getting annoying. The system is going very fast. It's going crazy. These people are not, they're trying, it's horrible what they're doing. Okay? But don't worry. If you have lost your job and they're putting you pressure for you to get that, so and that's what they're doing, you know, with a lot of people. It's just pressure. Getting hired too, like I was saying. They will fire people if they don't want to do it. That's what good. God is taking you out of it. Fine. God will open the doors. He will open the doors from place else, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus is, hallelujah, faithful. He is faithful. He cares and he loves us and he's taking care of us through this difficult time and he will continue to take care of us. And don't worry, like he was telling yesterday, because it is normal for us to get worried now on this day because it is getting difficult. It's a test. We're going through a test. Praise God. We got to praise the Lord through this difficult time. We have to, hallelujah, to submit to God, my brothers and sisters, to this difficult time. And we just got to cross to God through this difficult time. That's all we got. And we have to have faith because faith moves the mountains. Remember that, faith. Because that's what is going to move your problem away, faith. That is going to, you know, that's what is going to get you healed, faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. As I was feeling yesterday when I was seeing that, typing it by itself, because my sisters,
I'm thinking, wow, what else do I need? Lord, I'm not worthy. My Lord, that was piping by itself, my brothers and sisters. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. It was piping the words, my brothers and sisters, the Philippians 4:6-7, worry. Philippians 4:6-7. It was like God was doing it, you know, with his fingers. Fear not, for I am with you. And you tell my people, he put it in my heart. Tell my people, tell them not to fear, to trust in me. Tell my people not to dismay, for I am their God, and I will strengthen them, and I will help them, and I will uphold them with my righteous right hand. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, my Lord. Yes, I will let them know. And then here's the other one. And this is the confidence that we have towards him. And I continue to write down that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God is listening, my brothers and sisters. He hears our prayers. 1 John 5:14-15. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, and whatever you wish, and it will be done, hallelujah, for you. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it in your passions and on your passions. Hallelujah. But God wants us, hallelujah, to ask. But it has to be good what we ask. But he's listening. He's listening. He hears our prayers. Hallelujah. And we got to have faith, because without faith it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah. We got to cast all of our burdens unto the Lord. He put that in my heart. Cast your burdens to the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moving. It is in the word of God in Psalm 55:22. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what he has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell my people not to fear. Tell my people not to be. Let them know that I am faithful. Let them know not to worry. Hallelujah. Let them know not to be afraid or be anxious about anything. Tell them that, because I will be with them, because I am with them. When you are afraid, you put your trust in Jesus. When you have anxiety, you put your trust in Jesus. When you worry, you put your trust in Jesus. When you are sick, you put your trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. When things are getting ugly, you put your trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell him to be strong. Tell him to be courageous and strong, and not to be afraid. Not to be afraid of the darkness. Not to be afraid what they are doing. Because I will protect them. I will guide them, and I will provide. Hallelujah. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. He told me, tell them that I will not, hallelujah, leave them. I will never leave them. them. I will never forsake them. You tell them to trust in me, not the government or anyone else, but trust in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the God. That's the God we have. Hallelujah. Let's delight ourselves with the Lord. And he will give us, hallelujah, our desires to our hearts. Let's commit our way to the Lord and let's trust them. And he will act. Hallelujah. Let's not be anxious about anything. Instead, let's pray. Instead, let's give him thanks. Hallelujah. Instead, hallelujah, let's trust in him. But as for me, says Micah 7:7, I will look to the Lord and I will wait for God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Hallelujah. My God will hear me. Praise the name Jesus. And call up on him. You got to call up on him in a day of troubles. Right now, there's trouble. There's trouble everywhere. There's drama everywhere. We got to warn his people. Now, yeah, warn them. Warn them. They're being warned. They have been warned. Hallelujah. But it's for the cowardly, the faithful man, the detestable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Warn them. Warn them. Do not turn to mediums or medical men. Do not seek them out. And hallelujah, so make yourself unclean by them. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19:31. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan. The deceiver, that's exactly what he's doing. He's deceiving people on earth right now. Oh, my goodness, and there's so many of them. It's sad. The deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Revelation 2:9, and those are also responsible to what is happening with all the chaos and everything that is happening on earth. They have corrupt humans. They have deceived humans. And the problem is, the humans have fallen in line. They have been deceived. And that's why they sin. That's why they have departed themselves from God. They have given their back to God, the one who wants to save them, the one, hallelujah, who wants to give the fountain life, hallelujah, the fountain water, wants to save you. The enemy wants to destroy you. The enemy, only what he wants is to take your soul down to hell, but Jesus wants to save you, and the world doesn't understand that. That's been happening through many, many years. The school system right now is ridiculous. They're talking about evolution. They're talking about, so much about science, so much about this, so much about that. They're putting that, all the religions, yes, all of them are stories. No one believes in anything anymore. They're making the kids, all the children, to follow the Nazis, because that's what is this, what the government was. And they've been practicing that for many years. They have done this many years to the children, and that's why many students have turned away. have turned away from God. They don't believe in God. They become atheists. It's sad. It's just sad. And that is the system, and it has been like that for so long, but it's just getting worse. But again, and it's all happening because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil. We have been dealing with that for many years. And the devil and his demons, they have used preachers, they have used a lot of that stuff in school, killing the poor children, all the garbage. My brothers and sisters, it's a battle. It's a battle that we got because, you know, you instruct your children, hallelujah, and you teach your children, and you let them know about Jesus, and you read the word of God, you know, to them. But the school has a different system. The school has other methods. They're making everything against what you were saying, what you have thought to your kids. And that is why we need to keep an eye. That's why we need to instruct our children. That's why we need to tell them. We need to teach them. We need to show them the truth. And we need to let them know. And if some of you have gone for that, that you have already children that have fallen, that you know, that they're believing their system and not God anymore. My brothers and sisters, if you can afford to take them out of school and put them in private school, in a Christian school, if you are able to do that, if not, continue to instruct your children. I'm not saying for you to just go ahead and, you know, take them out of the school and be, you know, and then without, and be the children's bailiff without the school. No. I'm saying that it can be done differently. You know, private schools, there's some Christian schools, there's some good schools that are private that they can read the word of God. They can still, you know, talk about God. And they're not going to come with that, you know, government system. Because it is dangerous. It is dangerous when it gets there. You know, if the children are still there, it's very sad what they do. And the Lord is not happy with that. He's upset with that because they are responsible. They're responsible for what the lies and the deception, what they are being teaching their children through all these years. God is not happy. God is going to judge. He's going to judge them for what they have done. But if that is not your case, you still got your little kids, or they're still, you know, believing in Jesus, praise the Lord for them. Encourage them, read the word of God to them, and continue to teach them and show them the way. And let them know about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny. Hallelujah. Himself. The Lord is faithful. and he will always be faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and a steadfast love, hallelujah, with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, says the word God. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one and against what they're teaching us loaders in school. Hallelujah. He will protect us and he will guide us. Hallelujah. And he will show us the way and the good way and the good path to follow Jesus by confessing our sins. Hallelujah. He's faithful and just to forgive us. He forgives us because he's merciful. He forgives us from our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So no temptation is overtaking you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. There's the word of God in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Hallelujah. But with that temptation, he will also provide the way to escape. He will provide a way for you to escape from that temptation, that you may be able to endure it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his sons. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Lord. So let us go stand the confession of our hope without waiting to look for he who promised is faithful. God is not man. He's not man to lie. God is not man that he should lie. For a son of man that he should change his mind. He doesn't change his mind. When he says it, he says it. That's it. He tells us in Numbers 23:19. He said, has he said and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not fulfill it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord speaks, he speaks. And when he says what it is to be said, hallelujah, it's not a mental lie. He is the Son of God. He is the Lord and Savior. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy, hallelujah, never comes to an end. Great is our Lord. Great is our Lord and faithfulness. For the word, hallelujah, of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithful manner. What if someone unfaithful? Does their faithfulness nullify the faithfulness of God? You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in a steadfast love and faithfulness. That's the God we got. That's the God we got. We got a faithful, hallelujah, loving, compassionate, and merciful. But also let's not forget that he's also God of God. Hallelujah. God cannot be mocked. He's good. He's merciful. He's gracious. And he's slow to anger. Hallelujah. And he's faithful. And he will never leave us. And he will never forsake us. But we have to stay right with God. God cannot be mocked. Remember, there is heaven and there is also hell. Some people, they don't talk about this. They don't want to talk about it. No. We need to warn his people. And God was letting me know. Warn them. Warn them. Prophet also arose among the people, as the word of God in 2 Peter 2:1-3. Just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing up on themselves great destruction. And many will follow the sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be blasphemous. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their combination from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. The Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will let you know who is the servant and the prophet of the Lord, and who is false. When people only talk to you about good and God is love, and they can't, they don't talk about hell, they don't talk about the commandments, they don't talk about also the discipline, they don't talk also about what God wants from his people and warn them about their sins, you learn from it. Don't listen to that. If you're just listening to something that it will tickle your ears, run from it. That's the sign. Because open the Word of God and read it for yourself and see what God wants his people to do. And also warn his people. Also let you know about heaven and hell. God is good, yes. God is love, yes. God is merciful, yes. But also he's a consuming fire. And we need to know that. We need to know that. And it's good that we know that. It's very good. Because we don't want, my brothers and sisters, once your soul gets out of this flesh, out of this body, that's it. You either go to heaven or hell. And may God have mercy. May God have mercy. Okay? That's why we need to know. We not only need to know the good news, also the bad news. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly, says the word of God in Colossians, full immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. You got to put that away. All that stuff, stay away from it. The word God tells you, stay away from it. And then we got to put the whole armor of God, always be protected, hallelujah, pray to God in Jesus' name. We put the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Because that's what the devil sends, and he's pushing you. You know, with his team. We ask God for the whole armor of God. We ask him every time you go outside. When you go out of the house, you pray to God for protection. And also say, I cancel the enemy plans over my life. I cancel the enemy plans. I cancel every accident in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I cancel every demonic activity or accident and Jesus' name. I mean, some people have died from horrible accidents, my brothers and sisters. So we need to keep our eyes focused also in the spiritual life, praying and asking God for protection and canceling the enemy plans. Because I remember when the Lord told me that, the Lord lets you know when something bad is going to happen. He lets you know through dreams or visions. I was having dreams that I was having a dream long time ago when and the dream was that I was crossing a river. And on that river, while I was crossing, I don't remember, there was another person behind me. And we were crossing the river, and then I saw this snake coming behind me. It was a snake going really fast, and then there was a tiger on the right side, and there was an alligator in the front. And I'm thinking, how am I going to escape from all these three, you know, animals that are predators? And then the decision had to be made fast because, you know, it was fast, right? The alligator was coming to me and it was coming fast. And then the snake was also, the snake, and, you know, they can swim really fast in the water. And the tiger was right over there on the land. He was waiting. So I had two on the water and another one on the land. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, how am I going to escape? And I'm trying to walk fast. And what I got in my hands, because, you know, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. When you dream about something like that, you either will have a stick, you know, something, a baseball bat or a stick, or you will end up having something, or maybe just a pink branch from a tree, right? But it always happens in dreams that either we got that or we got nothing, okay? And that, the Lord, you know, was let me know through my interpretation, because I was reading into a really good book about interpretation of a dream vision, that depending what you got in your dream, if you have a brush, that means that you're not going to be strong enough to fight what is, it's either the test or the trial, whatever it is. Or if you have something strong, that means that you are just going to be, you know, you're going to debate, you're going to be strong. Whatever thing is going to come ahead of you. My brothers and sisters, and I remember during the time the Lord, hallelujah, was visiting me, and I asked the Lord, and I said, Lord, I have this vision, and I said, I don't want this to happen in the future. And he said only this word. Pray like this. I cancel enemy claim against my life or over my life. In Jesus' name. That's it, Lord. That's all I need to say. That's all you need to say, God. That's it. Cancel the enemy plan over my life in the new future, whatever it is that he's planning to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the God we got. That's the God we got, that he protects us. But the Lord let us know. He does let us know through dreams or visions what is going to happen. That's why every day I pray like that. I say, Lord, I say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I cancel the enemy plans in my life or my kids' lives. Simon, Isaac, and Olivia, I cancel the enemy plans into their life. In Jesus' mighty name. And it's done in the mighty name of Jesus. You do the same thing for your family, or your friends, or someone that you kill. Hallelujah. 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 So we should not, hallelujah, be afraid. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There you go. Wherever you go. Wherever you go. Wherever you go. You go outside, you go to work, God is with you. You go to the grocery store, God goes with you. Anywhere you go. You come to the house, God comes with you. You are in your house, God is with you. God is with you anywhere you go, whatever you go. So if God is with you, who can be against you? No evil, no principality, no demons, or Satan. Nope, because God is with you, and he's yours. Protection. Let's cast all of our anxieties on him because he cares for us. There's no fear righteous, no fear and love, says the word of God in 1 John 4:18. But perfect love comes out of fear. So fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears does not be perfect in love. Do not be afraid. God gave us peace. You know, he left peace to us, and he gives us peace. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. And God told us, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In John 14:27. And then he says on Isaiah 35:4, say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with anger, with the recompense of God, and he will come and save you. Hallelujah. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but his good word makes him glad. Listen to that. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. Proverbs 12:25. But a good word makes him glad. Don't dwell into whatever negativity that the enemy, you know, has put or has tried to put in your mind. Don't dwell on it. Don't believe it. Satan is a liar. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He has everything bad. So don't be anxious. Don't be afraid about what is going to happen today, what is going to happen tomorrow, what is going to happen tonight, what is going to happen in the future. Let's not be anxious for anything. Thank God that everything will go well. Trusting God that he will be with us. Trusting in Jesus, hallelujah, that he will preserve us in this difficult time. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, hallelujah. Because the word of God, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Anxiety is a man's heart weight. It weighs him down. Therefore, let's not be anxious. Let's not be anxious about tomorrow, about what is going to happen about tomorrow, the future. Because the Lord will fight for us. Hallelujah. We all need to do is to be still and silent and see the power of the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord. And see, hallelujah, what God has for us. And see the protection of the Lord. Of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When he cares of my heart are many, your consolation is to my soul. What then, hallelujah, can we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Right? Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised. Who is at the right hand of God? Who indeed, hallelujah, is interceding for us? Not the Virgin Mary, not Buddha, or whoever, or other names, the other, other statues there, or that people name them, whatever the names are. God intercedes, hallelujah. Jesus intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? No tribulation? No. Distress? No. Persecution? No. Famine? No. Nakedness? No. Or danger? Or a sword? Of course not. Side, and I will not fear. We should not fear what men can do to me, what the government can do. We should not be afraid because God is my side. And if God is with us, he can be against us. No one. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Because he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What will you eat? Nor about your body. What you will put on. For life is more than food and the body more than clothing, remember? Consider the, hallelujah, the birthday. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. And how much more value are you, are we, than the birds? Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Do not be anxious about anything because that's doubting. And when we doubt, we lose our faith. And when we lose our faith, we're in trouble because then we're not praising God. And we want to praise God. We want God to be happy. So we have to trust him. Then we have to trust him. Amen. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, Isaiah 43, verse 1. He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And that's what God is telling you tonight, that you are his and he's yours. Hallelujah! Praise the living God! Cast your burden to the Lord, and he will sustain you. Faith, my brothers and sisters. Hope is the conviction of things not seen. Why does people lose their faith? Because some people, they need to see to believe. They need to see so they can have faith. No. Faith. When you read to Hebrews 11:1, not faith is the occurrence of things, hope for the condition of things, not seen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things that you cannot see. You make them reality. You make them reality. And that's how faith works. That's how it works. That's how it comes to reality. It comes to action. It comes, you know, to action. And it happens by you believing, declaring it, confessing it, and believing on something that you cannot see, but you know that it, you are going to be able to see that. Because Jesus, hallelujah, that's it. That's just in his word. And that's how things work. That's how miracles happen. That's how things come to reality and it happens. By believing. Just by believing. That is faith. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon that is fashioned against these things. And you, hallelujah, shall confuse every tongue that rises against you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their vindication
from me declares the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. He has given these proof weapons. People, they don't know how to use it. The Holy Spirit reveal to me, Holy Spirit. Reveal to me the will of the Lord. It was my life. Reveal, hallelujah, to me, Holy Spirit. The will, hallelujah, of God. The gift that God has in store for me and my family. Show me, guide me. And whatever comes from God's will, I take it and I accept it in Jesus' name. Spirit, hallelujah, can give us, you know, dreams and visions. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is powerful and that's good. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, guide you and help you. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit. Psalms 34:18. You're sad, you're in trouble, you're going through the past, you're going to cry. Hallelujah. Saved by the God in Jesus' name, I pray that you will heal my heart and my mind. So I can continue with this walk. Heal me, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. Reveal to me, Father God. Reveal to me the things that I do need to know. But not my will, but your will, Father, in Jesus' name. And we have to confess our sins. We have to say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would cleanse me, my soul, my spirit, my subconscious, cleanse me, please, with your mighty blood. Forgive me, Lord, for everything that I have committed to you since the day that I was born, till now, and the last second of the rest. Forgive me, Lord. I repent from all type and kind of sin that I have committed against you. And God is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, because that's what the word of God tells us in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and keep us clean. He keeps us clean. Because he's merciful and because he cares and because he wants to take us to heaven. See the difference of God and the enemy? The enemy just wants to see. He wants as much as people as he can get to take him to hell because he doesn't want to be alone in hell. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuked Satan and his demons. Hallelujah. But that's not what God wants. God wants to save you. He wants to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, to get connected to the kingdom of God. And he wants, hallelujah, to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's our salvation. He's the door for you to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're glad he's good. The Lord keeps warning his people. And he have let his people know wanting his people to avoid things that he doesn't want them to do, things that he doesn't want his people to do. Listen to what it says in Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality, every other sin a person commits is outside of the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Those are warnings that the Lord is, he wants his people to know and also, most of those that are listening, that are friends, come to Jesus, friends that are listening, give your life to Jesus, run to the Lord. Say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me for all my sins that I have committed against you. Forgive me, write my name in the book of life. Forgive me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, come into my life and help me. And deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me from all these type of sins that I have committed against you. Deliver me, Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:21-23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, the will, now listen, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. That's why it is very important to do, hallelujah, and to do the will of Jesus. To do his will. And that day many will say to the Lord, 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 did not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy, my brothers and sisters. But you know, it is going to happen. It is written in the Word of God. So that's why we got to be willing of the false prophets to come to you and to closing. We got to be aware of those in the deceitful heart about those things. The deception of the enemy. When you know he has deceived so many people, many things that we're seeing right now that are happening, coronavirus, deception, it's the same. But no wonder why the Lord God warned us and let us know. And you know what? I don't like to bring this verse, my brothers and sisters, but I have to, because it is written in the Word of God, Revelation 22:15, outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsity. Yeah, it's strong. But like I said, you know, God is the merciful God, but he's also like consuming fire. God, hallelujah, is good and he's God of love. Good and he's God of love and he's powerful, but he cannot be mocked. So we need to know about all these things so we can be aware and we should not do these things. Because it will get us in trouble. And trouble meaning is not good. Trouble, condemnation, you know, trouble, hell. So we want to stay away from all these things. and obey God, because it is good too. It will not contaminate you, your soul, your loved ones, to rise with God. Look what happened to if we read 2:1-7. It is 2:1-7, where it says that Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, you know, they practice sexual immorality and pursued a natural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of the eternal fire associated with that in the Torah. Punishment of eternal fire. The little students, you are from God and have overcome them. We have overcome them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God has cleansed us. Hallelujah. With his mighty blood. What we're looking forward is to please Jesus, right? We're looking forward to please God. We're looking forward to heaven. Hallelujah. And we're standing on righteousness. We're standing, hallelujah, walking, hallelujah, with Jesus on the right path to make it to heaven. For he who is in you is greater, hallelujah, than he who is in the world. And that's why we follow him, and that's why we trust him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we need to confess our sins every day. And again, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And he will forgive us, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness that are listening. God is good and he's faithful, and he will forgive you for your sins. All you need to do is give yourself to Jesus and let him know, hallelujah, Lord, you're the Son of God. And I'm so sorry. I repent from all kind of sin that I committed against you. Forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and keep me cleansed. I'm sorry. Write my name in the book of life. Please help me. And don't worry. Because God is going to help you, because the Holy Spirit comes. And maybe they will give you life to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and he will help you. He will guide you, and he will interpret you. Everything that you don't understand in the Bible, he will help you. And you got to be watchful. Sober-minded. Be watchful. What God tells you, people, that the other side of the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. So you got to stay focused. Have to stay focused. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom. Oh, Brother Miguel. May God bless you, brother. Everyone who is in the chat room, may God bless you. My brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Jesus is at the door. Jesus is at the door. As I was saying, yeah. And then, mom, I had a dream. Sometimes my daughter says, you know, she just dreams. We have to be thinking of the Lord for, I believe, 7 years. And the Lord is still, you know, he's still talks to his spirit is different now. But he gives us dreams and visions. And I get so happy when sometimes Elias tells me, Mom, I had a dream. But sometimes I worry, yeah. Sometimes I get sad because we're not supposed to do that. But, you know, when she tells me, okay, Mom, I had a dream, it's not good. Oh, boy. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. My eyes popped like a deer. I'm not like, and I say, okay, daughter, what's going on? The Lord tells us. He keeps us on our feet together, my brothers and sisters. He tells us when we're doing right and we're doing wrong. Hallelujah. And, you know, praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because God is good and God cares. And he does it because he wants us to stay right with him. To stay in righteousness and be right with him. So our daily walk with Jesus is, hallelujah, happy, joyful, peaceful. But also we got to be careful on what we say, what we do, because, you know, the Lord is watching. Hallelujah. And so we need to behave. Amen. We have to behave. Praise God. And this is, and while I'm saying this, listen to Psalms 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what we got here. That's what we got every day in our heart, because we got to stay right with God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding, his grace endures forever. Praise God. Praise God. And it's honoring him. It's respecting him. Okay? Being careful what you say. Being careful what you do. Being careful where you walk. Being careful what you do. Stand away from sin. I lift up my eyes to the hills. This is with God. From where does my help come? And he helps us. He helps us. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. My brothers and sisters, sometimes, you know, that's why the Lord gave us this verse, because, you know, we get weary now in these difficult times. And we think sometimes, and we're like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? These things are getting ugly now. It's getting more difficult. My goodness, they're putting pressure. If you don't have that, you know, like I was saying before, they're gonna throw you out. And you start thinking, oh my goodness, yeah, and I need to get a job because, oh boy, and if they see that I don't have that, they won't hire me. And we worry and we think like that. But you know, my cousin and sister, the Lord doesn't like that. But he understands too that we, because we're human, we make mistakes. And that's why he gave these verses. This verse is, my brothers and sisters, keep that in your heart and in your mind. Because that's what I felt when God was giving me this. I felt the very same. Write it down. It's Philippians 3:6-7. Write it down, my brothers and sisters. And put this verse on the wall, anywhere in your house, because it got written. It was writing by itself, okay, when the Lord was giving me this to me. I was stuck. My mouth was open. I fell on my knees. Hallelujah. I fell on my knees, my brothers and sisters, crying of happiness, but also because I was not worthy. It was worry, my brothers and sisters. It was just to not be anxious. And I'm going to repeat it again, because the Lord is his people. We are worried, and we get sad, and we lose, you know, we lose our focus. When you worry, everything goes wrong. And the enemy uses that, my brothers and sisters, the worriness to get you, because he wants you to lose faith. And he knows that if you lose faith, then he can get you. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Praise God. And I feel it right now. Hallelujah. That Jesus, hallelujah, I strongly feel. That's letting you know, my brothers and sisters, to have this in your heart and to have this in your mind. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. For those that have had troubles with their mind, for those that have troubles with their heart, you know, that the enemy uses to abuse your mind, don't dwell on it. Because God says in his word that he will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that was one. Then the other one that I type in, okay, fear not, for I am with you. And when I was reading this while, hallelujah, while this was typing it by itself, it is the word of God. It is the word of God. This was God who was doing it, because this is not the enemy. This is God, because it is the word of God. Okay? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. And it was typing it by itself. I will strengthen you. I will help you. And then it continued to write by itself. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. But God is so perfect. And God is hallelujah, he has so much wisdom that while I was reading that, I don't know how to explain it to you. But at the same time I was reading, then he was writing the next sentence. And I was finishing reading that sentence, then the other sentence appeared. And God is so patient. We got to learn. God is patient from him. And he's patient. He's patient. He's patient. He's patient. He's kind. He's so kind. And he ministers so much to us. And he loves us so much that he gave his son Jesus so we can make it to heaven. Hallelujah. He gave his son Jesus. How much more than we need to know. I am so sorry, Lord, for all of my sins. I'm sorry, Jesus. I repent, my Lord, from all of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, from all of my righteousness. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. My Lord, my Lord, my God. I love you, Jesus. Thank you so much for letting me know. And then he said to me, give this to my people and let them know not to be afraid and to put their trust in me. And I said, yes, Lord, yes, my Lord. And then because God had gave us a spirit, not a fear, but of power and love and self-control. Yes, Lord, strong and courage, yes, Lord. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord God who goes with you. Hallelujah. And tell them, hallelujah, have I not protected them through with this virus, that they haven't done that virus yet? Yes, Lord. Well, then let them know to trust and people trust on me, not on the government, not on man, but in him. And to tell them that I will not leave them. Tell them, daughter, that I will not leave them. And I will not forsake them. Because I love them, and I am theirs, and they are mine. I'm like, yes, my Lord, yes. My God, we gotta humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah, love him, and we have to cast all of our anxieties to him, my God, because he cares. Because he cares for you. He cares. And he loves us. The word of God tells us in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you to be strong and encouraged and not to be afraid or dismayed? For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I'm like, wow. I feel like that. It was just wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm like, wow. I said, Lord, okay, so your people right now have feelings for you, Lord. Yes, daughter, and you as well. I said, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Every time, sorry, Lord, you repent. Tell them not to be afraid or to be anxious about anything. Yes, Lord. And tell them that I answer the prayers. Remind them that. And then when I type in God answered in praise, my brothers and sisters, it is coming to you by his love. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. And I'm like, oh, yes, my God, my God, my beautiful Lord. I'm like, whoa, wow. It was a miracle, it was a miracle. I even sent a message right away to my brother Aldi and said, Brother Aldi, I'm preaching tomorrow, and I got word from the Lord that he let me know to tell his people. And this is the confidence that we have to assume that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And this is for you to know that he is listening and he hears our prayers. To know that I hear their prayers. Let them know that when they pray, I listen. I listen to them. I hear their prayers. 1 John 5:14, 15. I'm like, wow. And then if we abide in him, and my words are right in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. You can't doubt. You can't doubt. If you are doubting, you're losing faith. Remember that. If you're doubting, you're losing faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we need to have faith. We can't have, we, let's try our best not to doubt. Because we don't, we want God to be happy. We want to please him. Because when we, when we lose faith, we get worried. And when we get worried, we lose our hope. You know, we go in circles like chickens with no hat on. That's what happens when you lose faith, when you lose hope. And then fear comes. And then when fear comes, then you make every mistake. You can make things right. And when everything gets you, all those things together, you're not pleasing God, and God is not happy. And when God is not happy, things go wrong. So let's have faith. Let's have courage. Let's be strong and trust in God. And God is going to be happy. He's going to be pleased. Hallelujah. And he's going to give us what we're asking for. And he will draw near us. Hallelujah, because he is here. And he listens to the prayers and the answers. And he rewards those who seek him. That's what the word God tells us. Hallelujah. And he wants, that's another thing that he put in my heart. Tell him to pass the burden unto me, because I will sustain them. And it is written in the word of God, if you go to Psalm 65:22, he will never permit the righteous to be moved. And Jesus answered them, truly, Matthew 21:21, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the sick beast, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. Hallelujah, see, it will happen. That's what we need to confess it, declare it, and also believe that it will happen. That problem that you got is going to go away. You lost your job, that's okay. God is going to open another door. But it will happen. It will happen because you're working your family. You're believing it. It will happen. And God will release that gift to you. And he will give it to you because you're not doubting, because you're believing, you're declaring it, and you're believing it. Because see, one thing is declaring it, and another thing is confessing it, but when there's no believing, nothing happens. So the believing is very important, the believing part. Very important, because believing it is how faith works. It's how that comes to reality. What do we ask people? It will come to reality. It will come to action. If you have and believe it. Hallelujah! Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God. To make your way to the Lord, trust Him, and He will act. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And His love endures forever. His love endures forever. Hallelujah. He's the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. So is He in God, my Savior. And there is salvation and no one else. It's the Word of God. But there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. For we are sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor death nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, our Lord. God shows His love for us, and that we, while we, hallelujah, were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, what He has for us. What He has for us. Hallelujah. It's all good. Acts 13:23. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. And then in Acts 13:23. Now let us know of this man's offspring God has brought to Israel, Savior Jesus, this is promised. This is good, and it is pleasing in the Spirit of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved, who comes to the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is Jesus, because He's our salvation. He's the truth. There's no lie in Jesus. There's no lie in Jesus, nothing but the truth. He's the truth. Hallelujah. He's God. All those lies, they come from Satan. He's a destructor. So may God of hope fill you with all joy and peace tonight, brothers and sisters, and believing so that the power of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, may abound in hope in us, and to continue on trusting Jesus, to continue, hallelujah, with His daily walk. Jesus said, in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. And remember what Peter said in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you will receive, hallelujah, the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we got to be ready. Let's be ready and get right with God, because the sin is about to be cleansed. Hallelujah! The big system may be ready and control here on earth is working. And it's working really fast. It's going really rapidly before our eyes. persecution already started. Evil is winning, falling apart. What is good? People are seeing an evil. What is evil? They're seeing good. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is been fulfilled. We're seeing everything what the scripture is being warning us and have let us know that it's happening before our eyes. Let's get right with God. Hallelujah. Let's get into that ark. Let's continue to be in the ark. Let's continue to be in the ark. When the rain comes, hallelujah, our Lord, Savior, good and Savior, will protect us and will protect us and will take us with him. Because we believe the sense in 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus and soon cleanse us from all sins. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. It's ours. And we are his. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving us your. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking care of us. Thank you for protecting us. Continue to continue to pray for all of us to pray for the rapture. Grant us the moment to be able to keep us clean. Help us to be right with you. Help us to continue to walk for you. And we're glad for you. Hallelujah. 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 Help us, Lord. Help us to be continue to stay in the walk, Lord. Until the end of Jesus, help us to remain safe and joy. Remove any worry inside of all of us. And Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord Jesus, to know that you, Lord Jesus, you are praise, and that you answer our praise. Yes, Lord, that thou would stay in our heart, in our mind, Lord, that thou would stay with us, in our heart, in our mind, that you, Lord, hallelujah, that you clear the light, that you love us. And I pray, Lord, that we will remember always Isaiah 41, God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will sing in you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous blood. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. I pray, Lord. Father God, I pray that this will stay in our mind, that this will stay in our heart. Isaiah 41:10, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:14-15. I pray, Lord Jesus, that thou will stay, that thou will stay in our heart also. I thank you, Jesus. I also pray, Lord, in your mighty name, Jesus, of Philippians, that we will always remember Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything,
But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am at the door. John 10:9-11. I am at the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am, hallelujah, the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. For there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time, 1 Timothy 2:5 says. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus has spoken this word, John 17:1-5, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, and the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give, hallelujah, eternal life to all whom you have given. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom, hallelujah, you have sent. I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. John 17:1-5. Those were the words of Jesus. And right now, hallelujah, he's letting you know to trust in him and put his trust in him. Hallelujah. And not to trust the government, but not to be worried about anything because he is with you. Hallelujah. And not to fear or have anxiety because he is with you. Hallelujah. And the God answers your prayers because he cares and because he loves you. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, to endure. Help us to endure, Lord, until the end. And help us to stay faithful. To stay faithful, Lord Jesus, until the end. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Help us. Help us to see right, God. To be ready, Lord. To then when that comes, it's time to life. We'll fly away. Help us to stay right. Help us to stay right. And to get our houses in order. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Protect us. I'm yours forever. We are all yours forever. You and me. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, are ours, and we are yours, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we are together. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for everything that you do, everything that you give us, every single day. God, I
Thank you so much for giving us. Thank you so much for giving to you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Giving us the Holy Spirit. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I still remember when that lady, my sister, cried. When I see her walking, she looked at me with a smile. And she asked me, have you put the shot yet? And I said, no. I will never do it. She said to me that you already have done it. And then she looked at me with a smile and she said, but those that have the Holy Spirit will not do it. Hallelujah! And I know that you have the Holy Spirit. And my father and sister, I was so sad. I didn't cry because it's sad. When they tell you that they have put the shot on the sisters and sisters, but I was happy because of what they told me. But those, hallelujah, to have the Holy Spirit will not do it. We have to continue to be strong. We have to continue. Stay strong until the end. Do not dismay. My brothers and sisters, it's going to get worse because I remember when the Lord told me that when he was about to return, things were going to get really, really, really bad. No one knows the day and the hour, only Father God. But we know that this is getting closer. Because we're already seeing it. We're seeing what's happening. And all of us are shocked to see things that are happening already. And we just got to remain strong. And remember not to be afraid. Not to worry, because Jesus is with us. That's what the Lord told me, my brothers and sisters, to tell you tonight. Continue to stay faithful to God. And continue, my brothers and sisters, to stay strong. Do not give in. Don't give your foot, one foot to the enemy, because he will grab both. Don't give in, my brothers and sisters, stay strong. And yes, some of you are going to lose, you know, your God. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to get a little difficult to find a job. Don't worry about it. The Lord got you. The Lord has you on his right hand. And he will open doors in other ways. But he will leave you? Never. He's going to tell you he will never leave you for safety by his word. Because we are his and he's ours. And if you're not feeling right, you know, with God, that you're feeling all my demons, am I going to be left behind? Things can turn around to Lord and pray and ask Jesus to have mercy on you and to stop being what you were doing. And stay right with God. And, you know, God will, you know, ask people for forgiveness and cleanse you. And just, you're the one who makes you. He needs to do something and put something there, you know, with prayer. Excuse me, you got to do the effort. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to do the effort. Because God is already on your side. God is helping you, and he will continue to help you. So now you have to do two is you have to create an after. And as Jesus revealed to you, what is it that is not pleasing? Lord, what is happening? What is the thing that is not pleasing? Reveal it to me and show me. And God is going to let you know. Yes, in Jesus' name, praise God. We pray, Lord, that you will reveal to us what is offending you, what is not in place, is when we pray, Father God, please, because we want to please you. We want to serve you. We want to stay right with you. We want our clothes to be cleansed, not with a stain or wrinkles, but with the spotless cleansed. Hallelujah. So then when we come, we'll be ready. And we'll be right before you and cleansed with the Holy Blood. Let me know, because I want to get rid of everything that is not of you, anything that is not pleasing you, Lord. Help me so, and reveal that to me, and help me. Because you are the one, Lord. You're telling me, you are the one that can get me out of this. And I appreciate it, and I'm so thankful, Lord, telling me that you are interceding for me in heaven, you Father God. I thank you so much. Telling me, say, thank you so much for interceding for me because of your mercy and your love that you have for me. And I really appreciate it, Lord. I really am so thankful, Lord, that you do it. I'm so thankful, Lord Jesus. I'm happy, Lord, that you are my Father and I am your daughter. And tell him, or your son. You tell him. And say, Father God, in Jesus' name I pray. If you will fight me worthy. And when that trumpet sounds, I will fly to meet the Lord in the air. Because I don't want to be here left behind. I don't want to be here left behind. Have mercy on me, Lord. Show me what is being bothering me. Show me what you are not being pleased of me. So then I can make things right for you. So then I can obey you, my Lord. And then, Lord, when you show me this, and you let them know, then I pray that you will change me. Because you cannot do this on your effort with your strength. God will help you. Because God is the one, Jesus is the one, hallelujah, that is going to help you to get rid of all this. You cannot do it on your own. This is one's plan. Amen. God will help you through it. And just say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for all of it. And I continue to pray, Lord, that you will keep me strong. And Lord, and help me also to trust you if you have problems that, you know, you doubt too much. Whether you just say, Lord, help me to trust you and empower my faith. Because all those things, Jesus, is pleased with. That's right, the word God says, that's right. He's listening right now to your prayers, and it will be given to you. That's right. We cannot ask something for our own, you know, for our own benefit. It can be something else. But you're asking something that is right. You're submitting to God. And you're humbling yourself to God. You're surrendering yourself to God. You are letting him know, Lord, here I am. Just do as you please, my Lord. Let your will be done in my life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I pray. Amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. God is here with us. Hallelujah. He's here with us. Hallelujah. He's here with us.
Hallelujah. That he is with us. And that he will strengthen us. And that he will give us his peace. Hallelujah. And his protection. Because he has been giving us always, through all of his signs since coronavirus happened and even before that. And he will continue to do it because he cares, because he loves us. Hallelujah. And he answers our prayers, and he listens, and he abides in us, and his words abide in you. And whatever you wish, it will be done for you, because he loves us and he cares. Hallelujah. Faith is what God wants from us. Faith, hallelujah. And pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. And stay strong. Continue, hallelujah. Continue that good fight. Fight the good fight. Continue to pray about it. And be with God. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid of anything. Because God is with us. And God loves you. And he cares. He cares. Hallelujah. 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 May God bless you abundantly, my brothers and sisters. And stay right. And get your house together. Get your family together. Hallelujah. And stay right with God. Because the King is coming back. Praise your name, Jesus. All the glory, my Lord. And the honor to you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit. May God bless you. Hello, my God. Until next time.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy of sharing a few days. Let's see, today is September 8th, 2021. I think I got this in the range of about 7 a.m. this morning. So join me, excuse me, King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of Matthew. You probably should be reading this whole book now. Matthew chapter 24, let's do verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Okay, that's it. Pretty much that's it. Okay, so here is the prophecy. So again, September 8th, 2021. I was hearing this a few days. Let's see, what was I hearing over and over? The first few words. The end of all things is at hand. It is written what your eyes will behold in the days to come. Plague, famine, pestilence, death, and war. Many have been called. There we go. There's the Holy Spirit. Few have been chosen. I have sent you out to the multitude to share my words and my ways. I give you my peace. I give you comfort and joy. I give you perseverance to endure the coming days. You will be mocked and hated, as I have been, without cause. Many who were with you will be against you and betray you for no reason. Families will split. Children will be disrespectful and abusive to parents. You will continue to see a rise in family murdering family members. Continue on the narrow path. The devil wants to sift you. I speak to the simple and the meek to confound the wise and the arrogant. My children, changes are coming rapidly. You must put on the full armor of God daily and know I am with you. How about that? So that has a little bit of everything in there. We know we're at the end. I kept on hearing that over and over. I heard that for days and hours all day long. The end of all things has come. We're at the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's one of the spiritual gifts. And I'm going to say this again. I said it on how many videos. You need to buy a Bible and read it yourself. Don't be expecting someone to give you, the meaning of the verses, scriptures, the meaning of the prophecies, and so on. You need to know this yourself. If you don't understand, I said this before, Google it and research. That should be like a little light bulb for you. If you're not understanding, that message could be for you. He wants you to research and investigate further. That's how you get to know him. He said, in how many of the prophecies do you know me and my ways? Without reading the Bible front to back, maybe more than one time, I know I've read it several times, you're not going to know him or his ways. Do you understand? Our time is up here. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to be running around, I'm going to say, like a jet, when all these things, what does he say? Changes are coming rapidly. You must put on your full armor of God. Let me ask you guys, do you know what the full armor of God is? If you read the Bible, you should have a general idea of what he's talking about here. Please research. Please join a Bible study if you don't understand. Our time is up here. I'm going to say this. I said this to someone yesterday. Right now, we're on borrowed time. That's what I call it. We're on borrowed time. Wham! We should be getting anything, this disaster or whatever's coming, we should be getting it quick. He said rapidly. Changing. Put the news on. See what's going on. You see all the signs are out there. Everything he said that was going to happen is pretty much happening. I'm begging you. Please. Do what you need to do. Get a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That should be on the top of your list. How about this? Not going out. I see all the tents set up over there for some wing ding they're going to have. That should not be what you're looking for. You should be sitting like I'm doing, sitting here praying, saying, please let me be accounted worthy to escape the wrath to come. Not figuring out, gee, let's go shopping. Now we got vaccinated. Now we could go here or there. That should not be the goal. The goal should be spending eternity with Jesus Christ. I hate to keep on harping on this over and over. I see it. I went out shopping, what was that, yesterday? And I see what's going on out there. People just want to get back to normal. I said before, there's not going to be a normal. There isn't. This was the plan all along. Do you understand? If you don't have discerning of spirits and discernment of what's going on, you're going to be completely blindsided by what happens next. We're going to have somebody come to power, and his name is Antichrist. You won't recognize him if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, with the light. Time is up. Again, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit and the discerning of spirits and the spiritual gifts. You need this. Read the book of Acts. I'm going to recommend that. Read the book of Acts. See what happened in there. This is why he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to us. You need this. If you're a Christian and you're a believer, you have to have the Holy Spirit. I don't want to keep on harping on it, but this is a necessity. You're not going to get by without it. When I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, everything completely changed. I completely changed. You're a new person, brand new. That's the idea of being born again. The things that you used to like, you don't like anymore. That's what I said. My son thought I was insane when I was giving away all the CDs and everything in the car. He's like, Mom, what are you doing? I can't listen to that music anymore. I just can't. You change. You're a new person in Christ. Do you understand? All right, I'm going on and on. Okay, so let's stop there. But please join a Bible study. If you don't understand, research. And if you don't get part of the message or you're not understanding, it could be for you. That's my point. I want to thank everyone out there, especially those that help the ministry financially. I see everything going on and the prices being jacked up everywhere and everything out of stock. Thank you everyone that supports the ministry so we can help other people. Thank you for all the encouraging comments under the video. Thank you for all the translations in the other languages. What else? Things you sent us in the mail. Catherine, thank you so much. These little cards, I love these. You had such a blessed life. Thank you for sharing that with me. What else did I want to mention? I'm thanking everyone that sends us all sorts of things. Got lovely cards in the mail. Thank you. It's such a pleasure and joy. I love you guys so much. And what else? And then please make sure you...
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. Today is September the 7th of 2021. I'd like to bring you another word from the Lord today and also to share my thoughts that came with this word. The title of this word today is The Return of the Lord. This is a very simple title and yet encompasses much. It brings many questions to our minds and many thoughts regarding the events that will take place prior to the Lord's return. Some believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. Others believe in a post-tribulation rapture. Those who believe in a post-tribulation rapture would have many questions and many thoughts and many fears, because those times will be very difficult times. Even now, there are those who are preparing for the worst to come. Some are stockpiling food in preparation for food shortages, and others are losing their jobs because they are not conforming to the mandates being directed toward them, threatening their freedoms. We all are feeling the negative pressure around us, and we want to fight back. And yet, we feel helpless. As I thought to hear from the Lord this morning, I wanted detail. How am I to prepare for the times ahead? I'm sure there are others who are doing the same. They are seeking the Lord for answers in this day of how to live in these times, and are struggling with fear and apprehension. I did not receive these details from the Lord today. Instead, the Lord brought to my attention the victory of His return and highlighted the outpouring of His Spirit in these last days. And so before I deliver the word, I want to share some scriptures with you regarding the work the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts and lives today, so that we understand we are not alone. The Lord has given us a very true helper who will help us navigate the times we are living in. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This scripture speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit to soften a hardened heart, that our hearts would be pliable to obeying the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3-6. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. This scripture highlights the attribute of the Holy Spirit to give giftings to the body of Christ and abilities to serve the Lord. Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This scripture highlights the anointing given by the Holy Spirit to do the work of Christ, to preach the gospel, and to bring healing to those in need. Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Here we see the Holy Spirit gives wisdom and understanding, as well as counsel and knowledge. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. This scripture speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is growing in the lives of believers. There are many more attributes of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to be God's witnesses. He teaches us all things and brings to our remembrance all that we've learned about the Lord. He guides us into all truth. He declares to us things that are to come. He comprehends the thoughts of God and searches the heart and knows a person's thoughts. He intercedes for us according to the will of God. He seals us as belonging to God, and he gives us revelation. These are the works of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing in hearts and lives during this time. And the Lord promised an outpouring of his Holy Spirit in these last days, as we read in Joel 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And not only did the Lord promise that he would pour out his Spirit in great measure in these last days to help us navigate through them, but he also promised to pour out his glory. Habakkuk 2, verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So this is the atmosphere in which we will be experiencing the last days. We have the help of the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the glory of God upon us. And there's more good news. When the Lord comes, he will defeat the enemy with an overwhelming victory, suddenly. Revelation 17, verse 14. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Revelation 19, verse 19 and 20. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. From these scriptures, we see that when Jesus returns, the battle will be won, and it won't be a long, drawn-out battle. The Lord will come and annihilate the enemy. The Lord has made the preparations. He has us covered. I'll begin reading the word. I have set my times and seasons. I have prepared the day of salvation for the masses. I have heralded my coming through the voice of my prophets, says the Lord. I have arranged for the movings of my Spirit in the earth. So understand that the time of my return is at hand, that the stage is set for my entry as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Many mock and scoff the Lord's return. Many continue in unbelief, but they shall be without excuse on the day in which I reveal myself in all my glory. I have left a remnant in the earth who will be my witnesses. They shall carry the gospel message to the ends of the earth. Everyone will have the opportunity to hear and be saved from the waters that are rising. For it will be like in the days of Noah, when the waters covered the earth, and only those who believed were saved. This deluge, however, is the flood of my spirit that will be released. It will wash up every ungodly thing and bring holiness into the earth, says the Lord. If you think the time of my coming is in the distant future, you have not understood the message of hope is for an appointed time, that at the specified time I shall appear to all men. I have warned you of this day. I have sent my witnesses about, proclaiming the coming of the King to his temple. I have been preparing my bride for my return. I have purged her of ungodliness and brought her into holiness. I have wooed her to my side. She will be able to stand when the flood waters are released, when my glory is released into the earth. And she shall trumpet in my glory, for I have announced to her my coming and given her voice in the earth, says the Lord. The armies of the world shall gather against my elect, but with one swift swing of my sword I shall subdue the enemy. You will see the changing of the season, the ripening of the fruit, and the day of the harvest of the earth. For the time has come. No, the Lord did not give me details of how I can prepare for the coming times,